Well, we're in the thick of it now. Not only are we past Halloween, we're approaching Thanksgiving, and then the holidays after that. And there's a lot going on. We even had our first snowfall of the season. So we're ready. We're ready, I think. We're hopefully ready for the holidays. Well, there's a fun event that's coming up. Fun and productive, as a matter of fact. It's called Merry and Bright during Salisbury Hometown Holidays. It's being put on by Honeychurch Home. And I guess we should bring in and welcome none other than Carolyn Piccarelli. Carolyn, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So, Merry and Bright, it obviously about making wreaths, but also, I think, lifting spirits. Let's talk a little bit about the event. What days is this coming up?
So, we've teamed up with the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce and the Salisbury Association to create a whole weekend of events on December 3rd and 4th. In the past, the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce has done a wonderful job on Sunday having the Parade of Lights and Santa and the tree lighting. And I thought, why not round out the whole weekend with a bunch of events to bring people downtown?
All right. Now, this is an event that people have to register for, right?
So there are a few events happening that day that need registration. We're kicking off the weekend with a reindeer fun run, a 5K on the rail trail here in the middle of Salisbury. And we're asking people to register because they'll get a T-shirt, and all the proceeds will be going to the corner food pantry from the race. And then following that, we have a Christmas market in the courtyard behind Le Bon's going on from 10 to 3. We have a live musical performer who is a contestant on American Idol and The Voice. We have a lobster truck showing up, and we're running a few wreath-making workshops that we also ask people to register for. So just two things to register for.
Okay, and what day, once again, are those events that we just talked about?
Those are all on December 3rd, downtown Salisbury. It starts at 9 o'clock with the reindeer run and goes till 3 with the Christmas market. And then the Congregational Choir has a free concert put on by the Salisbury Association at 4 p.m. And following that, we're having a community-wide cocktail party at the White Hart.
Wow.
It's a lot.
And that is all coming up. And once again, if people want more information on all of this, we'll have it up on our on-demand page when we finish this interview. So have you done these workshops before?
I've actually enlisted Shelley Woolert from Hudson Valley Flower Farm, who is an expert at wreath making, to run the workshops for me because I personally – we'll be busy that whole day making sure everyone is all set up with the vendors and, attending to details.
Now, is there anything when people do the Merry and Bright, is there anything they have to bring from home to this?
No, I think you just show up and have a lobster roll. And we have a lot of vendors coming for the Christmas market. We have Maitrey Farm and Hudson Valley Farm will be there selling beautiful wreaths, pre-made wreaths and swags and greenery. We have Dana from DBO Home coming with her beautiful handmade ceramics. We have some local makers with prepackaged baked goods and macarons and lovely things like that.
And so this is going to be Saturday the 3rd.
Yes.
And then that'll lead into wrapping up the weekend on Sunday the 4th.
Right. And then the Sunday the 4th will be Santa Comes to the White Hart. But prior to that, I'm sorry, the Women's Auxiliary will have their craft show at the White Hart. And then Santa comes, and then there's the Parade of Lights, and then the tree lighting for the whole town.
I think it's a great idea to extend it to a couple of days, and people can really get more enjoyment out of it and not just count on that one day. I think it's a great idea. Is this the first year you're putting together this?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, it is. I thought, we need something for people of all ages. We have lots of couples, and we have lots of children, and, people that are no longer have little ones running around, so I thought, why not make the whole weekend a fun for everybody? I also want to mention that I put together a group of folks who are, we're going to decorate the whole downtown of Salisbury, and we've been accepting donations, and I can't say how generous this community is. I think the downtown's going to look spectacular.
Now, if people want to make a donation to this that are listening to this right now, how would they do that?
They can either bring a donation into Honeychurch Home, or they can visit MerryBrightSalisburyCT.com, which will be up on your page.
All right. Like I said, I think it's a great idea. And you know what? people of all ages love to make wreaths. They really do. We found that out with Housatonic Valley Regional High School when they have their workshops later on. But I think it's a great way to get the community involved and to once again expose Salisbury over the course of that December 3rd and 4th for all the different events.
I think you're right. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be really fun.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.